Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a whole lot of real talk. Today's topic? It's something I think we all need a little more of. Practicing self-compassion. Ever notice how easy it is to be brutally honest with ourselves compared to, say, being kind to our bestie who tripped and dropped their coffee all over themselves? Yeah, me too. That inner critic can get a bit out of hand sometimes, right? But guess what? We deserve that same level of love and understanding we'd offer to anyone else. So buckle up, because today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion. How it can help us find peace amidst the chaos of life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just a fancy way of saying, make excuses for yourself? Nope. It's so much more than that. Self-compassion is about recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with kindness, especially during those tough times. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a friend going through a rough patch. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Well, wouldn't it be amazing if we extended that same level of kindness and care to ourselves? Here are five key takeaways that can help us cultivate self-compassion. 1. Mindful awareness. The first step is becoming aware of those negative self-talk spirals. You know the ones, I messed up again, I'm not good enough, everyone else seems to have it together. Pay attention to those thoughts and acknowledge them without judgment. Just notice them, like clouds passing by in the sky. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through something tough. What would you say to them? Now, say those same words to yourself. You deserve that same level of love and support. Talk to yourself with kindness, patience, and understanding. Remember, we're all human, and we all make mistakes. 3. Challenge negative beliefs. Those self-criticizing thoughts often stem from deep-seated beliefs that aren't necessarily true. Take a step back and ask yourself, is this really accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, our thoughts are not always reality. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and strengths. Make a list of yours, big or small, and celebrate them. Acknowledging your accomplishments can boost your self-esteem and remind you of your worth. You got this. 5. Practice self-care. Treat yourself with kindness by engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just bombed that presentation at work. You feel your cheeks burning, your stomach churning, and that inner critic is already launching into overdrive. But wait, remember what we talked about today? Instead of berating yourself, take a deep breath and acknowledge those feelings of disappointment and frustration. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend in this situation. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one setback doesn't define you. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to have that inner voice shift from negativity to support? Imagine feeling confident enough to try again, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll handle it with grace and resilience. That's the power of practicing self-compassion. It's not about ignoring our flaws or making excuses for ourselves. It's about embracing our imperfections, treating ourselves with kindness, and moving forward with strength and wisdom. So, what's one thing you can do today to practice more self-compassion? Maybe start by replacing that harsh inner critic with a more encouraging voice. Or perhaps try taking a few minutes each day to simply sit in silence and be kind to yourself. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Until next time, keep on striving, keep on learning, and most importantly, keep on being kind to yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.